Most believers want an easy way into heaven, and therefore they avoid the scriptures that tell us to be servants of God. Churches love to preach an easy grace gospel that only requires you to believe in Jesus for salvation. They pick and choose scriptures from the Bible and twist the truth to support their deviant doctrines that are aimed at pleasing people rather than leading them to the truth. I want to read and discuss Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, from verse 1. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may increase? Certainly not. How can we, who died to sin, live in it any longer? Or aren't you aware that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We therefore were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Paul here explains the meaning and significance of water baptism. For those who have believed in Jesus, have repented of sin, and wish to follow him all the way until the end. Through their faith in Jesus and their obedience to him, they have been united with him. They reckon themselves dead to sin. Through baptism in water, they are buried with him through baptism into death, so that when they emerge from the water, they are raised from the dead, in order to walk in newness of life with Jesus. Verse 8. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So that you too must count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin control your mortal body, so that you obey its desires. Do not present the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that when you offer yourselves as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, leading to death, or to obedience, leading to righteousness. But thanks be to God, that though you once were slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were committed. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Paul makes it clear that those who are born again and baptized in water into Christ Jesus are not sinners anymore. They have, by their own choice and confession of their unity with Jesus Christ, become slaves to righteousness. Verse 19. I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to escalating wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. For when you were slaves to sin, you were free of obligation to righteousness. What fruit did you reap at that time? For the things of which you are now ashamed. The outcome of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the fruit you reap leads to holiness, and the outcome is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are called to be slaves of God, slaves of righteousness. No man can serve two masters. Either we serve righteousness in obedience to God, or we keep on sinning, which leads to death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, as long as we stay in Christ, in obedience to Him. But if we turn from righteousness and practice sin, we have despised His gift of eternal life and will receive the due reward for the sins we committed. Through Jesus Christ and our unity with Him, we have become slaves to God, slaves to righteousness. Paul wrote in Ephesians 2 verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Those who believe in Jesus and follow Him have been saved from the bondage of sin, saved from sin, to do good works, to bear good fruit in Christ Jesus. Jesus said that every branch does not bear good fruit will get cut off and burned. The grace of God through Christ Jesus leads to repentance from dead works, dying to sin, to live for Jesus. We become slaves of God. Those who refuse to serve Him are not worthy of Him and will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not have eternal life. Have you, since believing in Jesus, repented, been baptized in water, and become a slave of God? May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know Him and follow Him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.